Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Casualty.
We're good? Okay, beautiful. I've already started badly. Hey, hi, hello. Welcome to TV Casualty, the podcast about TV shows I've never seen. I am your host, Micah Brucey, and today, baby, honey, sweetie, it's a two-for-one deal. We have both hosts from the world-famous UFOlogy podcast. We have Sam Rose and Brian Bahi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brain Machine Network alum. You guys have been kicked off. So you are alum now, right?
What's we graduated.
Up? Yeah. You guys are now...
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
I didn't have the heart.
You guys got drafted to Nerdist.
Honestly, it is pretty crazy that I feel like Leif does the most work for our podcast, which is most likely the least successful out of the whole thing.
We're not going to talk about... Please do not point at me. I already don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, let's go ahead and rank all the podcasts.
You know what? But let's rank them by how much work you have to do for each podcast, and I still wouldn't win. I like to pretend that I have to do a lot of work for my podcast, but it's really like just like watching something and like paying attention to it. And I'm like, I have to fucking pay attention the whole time, but it's half an hour.
22.
Taking notes while watching something is like a lot of, that's a big ass.
Yeah.
Wait, who, did you guys take notes?
I always take notes, but they never mean anything. I'm literally just like writing down like things people say.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I did too.
Yeah, that's it. That's fun.
Well, on a TV show, what else is there? Yeah.
I guess I could write down like my thoughts at all,
right,
or like maybe something funny to say,
yeah.
But I'm like, nah, Mike. Go do an hour and a half, or you know, 4 hours, depending on how long my episodes are, of just full improv.
Oh yeah,
just no thoughts behind it at all.
Well, this week's suggestion is a pretty good suggestion if we're doing improv.
Third Rock.
No, it was.
Yes, we are improvisers.
Oh god,
trained improvisers.
I am.
Have you ever done improv, Mike?
I've done it a couple times, and
hell
it
yeah.
It's always been... Okay, so my buddy Wes Haney runs... before the Annoyance closed down in New York City, he ran a show there called Singles Motel, which was just like an improv jam.
Right,
kind of
I've
thing.
Heard of it. Yeah.
But it was like only people I was friends with or like I'm friendly with would go there.
Uh-huh.
So I would just go and hang out sometimes because it was usually like the last show on a Friday night.
Oh, okay.
So we would just, you know, it would just be everyone hanging out at the Annoyance like because they had a bar there inside. So we'd just be fucking around and talking and people would be doing improv. And it was always the thing where like people wouldn't show up and then they'd be like, Mike, you gotta. You gotta do it. Do you want to come play? Because they call
pressure.
It playing.
Yeah, they, oh,
and it really makes me feel sick. It makes
an
me
honor
feel
to
very
play with
ill.
You guys
yeah.
today.
Oh, got your back.
Yeah. So it was always like a reluctant thing where I just like my name would just be called.
Ugh.
And I'd be like, well, I can't like not go up there. But I would oh man. And it's the worst because it's basically like there would be like it was free, so people who were at the earlier shows could like stick around and watch if they wanted to. So it was always like people who had already watched a full comedy show and were now kind of drunk, and then your friends who are always mean to you watching you do improv you don't want to do.
Oh,
that's
man.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it was some of the worst stuff I've ever done on stage.
Well, we all know how much Mike loves ska.
I love improv. Those are my two of my maybe favorite things in the
now,
world.
Now, have you seen the blog that combines the two of these things where it's just pictures of improv groups and ska bands, but it doesn't tell you which one it is?
Yeah, that's
and you have to guess.
That's Greg Gethard's thing,
it
right?
Is?
Yeah. That's his.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah,
it's
ska or
best.
Improv is Greg Gethard's
thing. I never get it right.
Yeah.
Never get it right.
It's so funny.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that was his. Oh
yeah,
my God.
It's great. He's a maniac. I mean, I don't think I've ever met him in real life, but we've talked a little bit on the internet.
What is ska, though, other than musical improv? It's the...
Well, I think it's the, that's jazz.
Okay.
Not to no-butt you, but you're wrong, Brian.
I mean, I feel like Brian has a point in that they're both inherently very lame, and the people that do them should go to jail.
All right, you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's weird. We got a couple of rude boys in here, though, me and Leif, so, you know, we got to...
I'm a rude boy, but not in the way... I'm just not nice to people.
He just doesn't say please or thank you.
Oh, I've never. Oh, my God, I've never.
And I'm all about unity and easy drums.
Yeah. Oh, man. Scott is...
I'm all about that bird sound that I feel like plays at the beginning of a lot of ska sounds. Our ska songs, like that...
I don't know. Listen, I'm not here to defend ska, but I feel like I don't know what you're listening to.
Oh, man. I wish I had evidence with me. Yeah. But I feel like there's like a lot of...
I feel like, are you talking about Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne?
Where he's laughing?
I feel like it's like anytime there's like a very slow guitar intro, then you'll hear like an...
Man, I do not know what you're talking
about.
It's
not every song, but maybe like one out of every eight.
That's it. Like once an album, there's just a real bird sound on there.
Listeners might be able to identify what it is I'm referring to.
Yeah, sound off in the comments. Let us hear your bird sound ska songs.
As a person who hates ska, I did also tour with a ska band once. And
that's why you hate ska.
Well, yeah, it didn't help. It was just that my friend was in the band, and then I became friends with the whole band. And then they're like, hey, come sell our t-shirts. And I was like, well, I want to leave. So yeah, I'll do that. And man, I thought that there was nothing sadder than like regional hardcore scenes. And it is, and it's regional ska scenes in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, no, I can see that for sure.
It's 2007.
Okay.
I just really was out there on the road for a month watching amateur ska bands.
Well, if you would have made it out, did you make it out to California? You could have seen my ska punk band
time. We made it to like the... basically the Mississippi. It was like Kansas City-ish, but it was like out. It was like a full month because it was like out from Connecticut or so, where the band was from, like out and then out west and then down south and then back over. It's like a big rectangle.
Right. So all the major ska scenes.
Yeah, in the United States. Oh man,
the mighty Mississippi.
Yeah, we really, you know, we hit them all in like.
Oh wait, the mighty Mississippi. Thank you.
Boo! I regret this episode already.
I don't regret that riff.
That was solid. That was actually pretty good. I have stuff in that riff. off air, no one will get it. Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. Oh, boy. I was on that tour. We once, they played with a band, and I was there to watch it. And the band was three brothers and their dad.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. It was unbelievable.
What did the dad play?
Oh,
had to be bass, right?
I think it was either bass or saxophone. But it was something like kind of set. Like, he wasn't like the lead singer, and he wasn't like, it's me and my sons. He was just like also in the... That was the thing. I feel like they like probably had like a friend playing, and then that kid just quit, and they're like, well, I guess we can get dad.
And he was so stoked because he just got divorced, and he was like,
fucking,
I need this.
He got a new pork pie hat and just popped it on. And
he's like, this is why I had you guys, really. Just start a band with you.
The Ska Jackson 5. Yeah. Oh, God. I can't imagine, like, I like my dad enough. I think he's fine. I can't imagine being in a band with my dad and being like, listen, I know you have authority in the house, but that is a bad riff. you're not allowed to write songs anymore, Dad.
Or he just, like, nails it. Yeah. Just like, oh, fuck. You're, like, deep, Dad.
Yeah, what if your dad is just, like, super good at writing ska music? I mean, there are people who that is their life. Their dad is just like the guy in Real Big Fish or something.
Well, you said really good at writing ska.
Yeah, I mean,
so
like
maybe not that guy.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't have enough deep ska references.
Big D and the kids table. I know that's a
my
ska
dad was
band.
In Mustard Plug. Should I go that deep on ska?
Yeah, for sure.
My dad is the trombone player from the Suicide Machines.
It's so crazy to me that there's a band called the Suicide Machines that has a trombone player.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to me that there is literally a band in the world called Skankin' Pickle. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go with that one.
Yeah.
Have you thought about anything else? Nope. We thought Skankin' Pickle or the Skankin' Pickles.
To be fair, though, for about 5 years, anything with pickle in the name was like right up my alley.
Fair. Your show?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wait. My dad is Jake from Less Than Jake. Thank you. Ska, anyone?
No. We haven't. I refuse. We also, producer Leif is here, but we have taken all the microphones away from him because he is grounded. So that's nice. If you make another peep, I'll scream.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is very abusive.
This is,
yeah,
really this is. One is pretty rough. I'm cranky. I haven't had any soda today. And I have a headache, and I want to pull my eyeball out of my fucking head.
Just one?
I just want to take the left one and just yank it out and then live with it. I need to see a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah.
That means your right one's going to be hella strong.
Oh, dude, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be 2010.
Just like a really muscular eyeball.
I could flex my eyeball somehow.
Oh, fuck, hell yeah.
Oh, I think I'd be an eye patch guy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that you're not already an eye patch guy.
Oh, God, I wish. Would you guys go eye patch or would you go glass eye?
Eye patch.
Eye patch for sure.
Eye patch for sure. I used to be like a real big pirate freak when I was a kid.
Okay, that's weird.
When I was I had an alter ego when I was a child. I'd show up to school and I wouldn't respond to Sam. I'd only respond to Captain Jack.
No.
Holy
how?
Shit.
Okay, but how old?
16.
Yeah, I was a senior. No. Like 5 or 6, probably.
Oh, okay. Then that's okay.
Bad. Yeah.
That's all right. It's if you were like above second grade, you'd be like, lock him up.
Yeah. I was probably like just getting out of that phase about that time.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really into pirates.
Were you like flowy white tops? Did you go like with the full Lebowski or did you go?
No, I would. I had a paper hat that was pirate shaped.
Okay.
And then with skull and crossbones on it. And I had like striped pants.
Okay. Striped pants is a curveball. Yeah.
Striped tattered pants at the bottom.
Okay.
I went as a pirate when I like, I don't know, sometime in elementary school for Halloween, and my parents like never bought us like costumes. It was always like homemade costumes, like really lazy homemade costumes.
Yeah.
So my my pirate costume was a homemade pirate hat, a very large white button-down shirt that was my dad's, and then I was going to wear jeans, and my mom said no because pirates don't wear jeans.
Yeah.
I was like, they also don't wear dad's shirt. But, so she's like, I was like, well, what do they wear? She's like, I don't know, like tights or something. So she made me wear my dad's bike tights, like the spandex he wore to ride his bicycle with like that padded crotch.
Yeah.
She's like, if you don't wear that, you're not going trick-or-treating. So I was just out there in my dad's bike pants and his work shirt going, I'm a pirate.
Yeah, we were not like a pre-made Halloween costume family. Like, I remember one year my mom just took my dad's real Navy uniform and like made it small so I could wear it. And I was just like, I feel like he would want to keep this in the original way. But no, she made it real tiny for me to wear, and then I was just a kid who was in the Navy, a little Navy guy.
We had, when I was way young, my parents had zero money, so what my brother was every year was whatever sport he was playing at the time, plus eye makeup to make him look like a zombie.
Okay,
so he was just zombie baseball player, zombie football player, zombie soccer player, like 7 years in a row.
That's actually pretty ingenious.
Yeah, my parents really splurged on a red Power Ranger costume for me, and I was that for like 6 years.
Oh, guys,
you fit that for 6 years?
Mostly the mask. I just like wear all red after like the second year.
I wanted to wear all red to preschool one time because I wanted to be the red Power Ranger, which was a show that I did not watch because I wasn't allowed to and we didn't have cable, but it was a thing I knew of, and I was like, I want to be the red Power Ranger. And my mom said no. She got me a flannel shirt, and she said, here, you can be the flannel ranger.
No.
Damn.
God. That's cold. That's cold as ice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your mom is my new favorite person. Amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I feel like, my parents were just like, we'll figure it out. Like, it was a thing where it was like, all right, well, I was like, oh, 1 year is like, I'm a cowboy, I guess. And it was just like, I already owned the shirt and the jeans. And she's like, I guess we'll get you a hat.
Right.
Like, yeah. But I feel like I probably already owned a cowboy. Like, you know, it's like one of those little kid things that you just like have like a little straw cowboy hat in the house already.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Little hat, little assless chaps.
Yeah, I was a little freak. I was a little sex freak when I was a kid. I had assless chaps.
Leather whip.
Yeah. I was the only cowboy with a ball gag in. Just walking around.
Who's and that in the gimp mask? Yeah,
I had my mom walk me around on a leash for Halloween. I thought that was pretty fun. You know? Let everyone know my proclivities pretty early.
You're like, yeah, mistress let me out of the cage today.
Yeah. I've been good. I've always like been on the fence about like not like getting into the real world of like BDSM or stuff, mm-hmm. but it's like my friend, a buddy of mine, he like lives a life where he literally makes money by having a slave. Like it's like it's weird to say it like that, but it's like you know, he's like someone's master,
right?
And the guy like pays him to degrade him and shit like that. Not like he's not. I don't have like a friend who like owns like a fucking cocoa plant, like a cocoa field down in fucking Colombia or something. No, he's like a dude who lives in Chicago that has like an old fat businessman give him money to like spit on him and stuff.
Damn. Oh, see, I met this woman. She's a friend of one of my friends. Her whole thing is that she's a dominatrix, but she never sees the guys that she dominates.
Financial domination.
She's a financial dominatrix. Yeah. Dominatrix. And so she just does that from wherever she is because all she does is follow Morrissey around and financially dominates people to pay her bills.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So financial. Because
you can just like text people, just like, you're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. That's give me $10,000 and then they give it to you because they get off on that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Listen. Women have had it easy for so long. No, that is a wild thing to like have.
That's bonkers. I don't know how you even get into that.
Just imagine having $10,000. Yeah. Like that's what's crazy about it to me.
Yeah, that's basically paying $10,000 to jerk off.
Yeah.
Right?
And I've been doing it. I've only been paying $20 every time I jerk off. I just send my mom $20 on Venmo. And I go, I'm sorry I did this.
I wonder if that's what all those like random phone calls that you get are. It's just people trying to like figure out like who can I financially dominate, and just caught dialing random numbers, being like,
cold calling.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. It's be like, hey, are you a little piece of shit? And they're like, what? No, they're like, I'm sorry, wrong number.
But on like the 100th day, someone's like, I
actually am. And
no,
you're
this
like,
is Jack. Are you little pig boy Jack?
No, I'm nice.
You like it when I shit in your mouth, Jack?
Pay me $10,000.
And the weird thing is that she never will. You just say it.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I have sexted so many people for free. Yeah. I'm like, I'm an artist. I'm out here writing novellas about eating you out, or like whatever you write about when you sext people.
Yeah. Most until of your data ass, plan is up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, until you get to Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Sorry, honey, can we sext over Facebook Messenger? my phone's charged.
Wait, can I financially dominate you for an unlimited data plan?
God, I love technology.
There's got to be some people out there that would want men like us to financially dominate them. There's no way I wouldn't do it.
Oh, hell, 100%.
I would do that
in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Ugh. If you're listening and you want,
hit us up.
If you want one out of three of us, or all three of us, to financial, we've went into domination group text, and you're like, yeah, you're a piece of shit, and then you guys just like thumbs up the text.
We accidentally start financially dominating each other.
We don't notice that the guy hasn't texted back in like 2 weeks.
We're just roasting each other.
Dude, roast battle is just financial domination without any of the money.
Yeah. Oh boy, we should get that going.
Financial domination.
I mean, we could market it as like a financial domination gangbang.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just all financially dominate you at the same time.
Yeah, we all think you suck, bitch. Like, whatever.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Same. Peace sign emoji.
Yeah. I'm just like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you suck. It's like me, like the emoji that looks like the green one that looks like he's going to throw up. That's me when I think of you.
Yeah.
Just like a bunch of gifts that like don't make sense, but
I just find a bunch of like knife related gifts and just send those. I'm like, that's scary. Is that scary?
Yeah, knife chopping. It's like you're the vegetable.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that to your dick, you little bitch.
Howard.
Yeah.
Send Howard.
You little pig boy.
I feel like I would do this in a second, but also I would be very bad at it.
I think I'd be really good at it.
I'd probably. It'd take me a day, but I'd figure it out.
there's a learning curve on FinDom.
Can I please have $10,000?
All of me is just asking, hey, what's up, bitch? I need $300. Yeah, like, can you do anything? And I'm like, fuck you.
Yo, can you swing it this month or what? Yeah, because I could really use that $300.
Yeah, I approach them like I approach customers from dog walking where I'm like, hey, do you need any financial domination this week?
Yeah, there's like a flyer you make. It's like, do you know anybody that needs to be financially dominated?
You have like the little like pieces of paper that you rip off on the telephone
like
pole.
Like a laundromat.
Yeah.
You're just like hanging them up in a deli. The guy's like, no flyers. You're like, no, this is different.
It's different.
It's for, I'll give you a cut. I'll give you 1%.
Find me a pig boy.
Can you find me a little piss pig? Can you do that for me? I need that. I guess we should probably talk about television. Yeah, we've been going for a little while. We should probably talk about television.
We could.
All right. This week, the show I was forced to watch was Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I always build it up like it's a surprise. The name is literally the title of the episode.
It's like, surprise, bitch. It's-
Yeah, I'm like, Seinfeld, just kidding. You'll never know.
Seinfeld in quotes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, we're watching Seinfeld before Seinfeld. Yeah. Oh, shit.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Is it? Was it?
What?
Did it come out before Seinfeld?
No, this is post-Seinfeld.
Really?
For sure.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Seinfeld before Seinfeld special on Netflix.
Oh.
The one where he just does 40-year-old jokes. And you got paid $20 million. It's trash.
And then my Netflix password expired.
It's like, all you have to do is read his Wikipedia page and you get all the same information.
Yeah, it's like, I grew up on Long Island. You're like, okay.
Yeah. I went to
Queens
College.
I have a lot
of
sneakers.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he does. I watched a complex like video collage of all his sneakers.
Oh! I feel like he has an interview on Complex with Wale, and they talk about sneakers a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like groundbreaking.
I mean, he wore like a fresh pair of J's in like almost every episode.
Yeah. They go through the list. There's a huge list of the sneakers he wore in every single episode.
Yeah.
And I've looked through it all, and a lot of them are trash though. A lot of them are very ugly, bad sneakers.
A lot of Air Maxes, a lot of Jordans.
Yeah, a lot of just like weird. He wore a lot of like Andre Agassi sneakers and stuff.
You don't like those? I think those are tight.
They're all right, but it's like, you know.
I couldn't pull them off, but I like them.
That's how I feel about most sneakers.
Yeah, me too.
Where I'm like, these look nice, but for someone else.
Yeah, I have a pair of Nike Dunks, and like, I think they're very cool, but every time I wear them, I'm like, who are you kidding?
Yeah, that's how I feel about all Jordans.
Yeah.
In your wildest dreams, you'd be wearing Jordans all day, every day.
In my wildest dreams, I would definitely be wearing Jordans.
Yes.
It's just not that hard to do. I could just go and get a pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. You could.
But, hell yeah.
But I'm just not.
I know. I did try on a pair of Jordan high tops, and I was like, this is gonna be it for me. And then I like looked in like the little foot mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's
you're
not.
Like, this isn't me.
No, let me tell you something, right? If you don't want people to mistake you for being an Asian guy, you should not get Jordans.
Damn.
That would be a very real concern for you.
I love they look so good though.
They're very cool.
They just look like good things to display on a wall.
Yeah. Or wrapped in cellophane.
Oh, God, yeah. I watch all those fucking dumb sneaker-related videos.
Me too,
online.
On Instagram?
Yeah, oh, everywhere.
My feed is entirely vegan fitness and Jordans. Oh. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, all of my, like, suggested videos on YouTube, I'm always like, I suck.
Yes, me too.
It's always, like, bad stand-up comedy or, like, Joe Rogan podcast full episode streams. Or, like... I've been going down this weird rabbit hole of YouTube videos of like NBA equipment managers showing you the sneakers they have for all the players for the team that they work for.
What? Oh,
it's like such a specific.
That is amazing.
It's such a specific thing. Yeah. But it's pretty interesting to like watch how like you don't really think about how much like work, you know, it is a high level NBA team. But like, you're like, oh, this guy does so much work.
Oh, for sure. That was one of my favorite things. They used to do like a profile of that guy like once a year, like during halftime of like a Kings game.
Okay, yeah.
And so they would take you to like where all the jerseys get made, and like when a trade happens, like they have all these like speculative jerseys that like at any moment, if like you know, Michael Jordan were to come back and then like join the Kings, they have a Kings jersey that says 23 Michael Jordan.
Oh wow.
And it's like the coolest thing for me.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
I want one of those jerseys, those like old the outdated jerseys from like when they had like the old logos.
Yeah, throwbacks.
Yeah, throwbacks. And that's what I want to do in my wildest dreams. I'm the guy that wears like basketball jerseys, no shirt underneath, just the jersey.
Oh, tight. Wow. Okay.
I used to wear back before they were good, I had a Golden State Warriors throwback, like authentic one with like stitched and everything like that. Ooh. And the matching hat, and I used to wear it backwards, both the hat and the jersey.
God.
The hat and the jersey, and I would match it with these really bright blue patent leather Tracy McGrady threes, and I thought I was the fucking coolest. I got the whole setup for Hanukkah, and
almost immediately negated how cool. Well, I got the Tracy McGrady threes for Hanukkah.
Third night of Hanukkah.
I got the left shoe.
I remember I came back from winter break. I was wearing that outfit, and I was sitting in class, and I was like, you know, you're waiting for people to see your fresh fit, and this dude named Luke comes in. He sees me. He rolled his eyes and goes, oh. And I never wore it again.
Dude, I wish I could be like a casual jersey kind of guy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a real commitment.
It really is.
You're pretty much there. You wear the Letterman jackets. You could probably pull it off.
I want to wear, I don't want to wear basketball jerseys. I feel like the ones that I think actually could look good as shirts are baseball jerseys and hockey jerseys.
Right. Hockey is where I disagree.
Oh, I think,
because anyone wearing a hockey jersey immediately looks like Kevin Smith to me, and I think
I think there's like a specific body type that can wear a hockey jersey and look cool, and I do not have it because it's like very tall, lanky guys.
Right. Like the sleeves, like actually, like end at a decent place.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone looks like a child.
Yeah. There's a professional skateboarder who's like a very tall, and there's like a clip of him skating in a like a Detroit Red Wings jersey, and I'm like, that looks so fucking cool. And then I'm like, if I put one on, I'll just look like I'm doing Kevin Smith cosplay.
You have to wear it with a hoodie underneath. Have to.
I mean, here's the thing. If it fit well, I think it would be a very cool look.
Yes.
It could be.
Exactly. Yeah. I do like the shirts that are like in that style of a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel like, I think they make hockey jersey shirt combos where it's like, this is an approximation of the jersey, but it will fit you like a normal shirt, so you don't look like a schlub.
Yeah, I think it's because they're cut so big to like, because you have to wear pads and shit underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
And because it's like football jerseys, no one looks good wearing a football. I've never seen a person look good wearing a football jersey not playing football.
Never.
Yeah,
baseball jersey is the exception to that.
Baseball jersey is very cool. Yeah.
Because it's got the buttons.
Yeah, it looks like a nice thing.
Yeah. One time I thought, I'm going to be the baseball jersey guy. And I went to like a warehouse website. And I was like, I'm going to get one in each color. And just like, that's going to be my thing. And I never did.
Oh, man. I've made some like hard fashion choices and then like immediately regret them. And I'm like, fuck, I just wasted so much money. Like I did that like a couple months ago where I was like, in my head, I'm like, I only ever wear black jeans. I got to like switch this up a little bit. And I really wanted to get like Dickies in a bunch of different colors, but I could only find like the regular cut of Dickies, and they're too wide.
Yes, yeah, they are.
So then I found some pants that like were very similar, but not exactly. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna get I got a pair in blue and a pair in brown, and I was like, these are gonna be great. And I wore both of them once, and I was just like, but these are not black jeans, so how could I ever wear them?
I feel that.
And I just fucking spent, I have like $80 just like sitting in my closet.
Here's my theory about super wide leg pants. Crop them higher.
Yeah.
When they're higher, just like lean into that crop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I did. Cause I recently got 5 pairs of Dickies that are not like super slim.
Yeah.
And they're too, they're much too wide. So I was like, well, I'm just going to fucking snip them. Just you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really high water it.
I used to only wear, like, the only shorts I would ever wear would be
The
Dickies that I cut, yeah. that I cut into shorts.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even like wait until I like had a pair of Dickies that like needed to. I would just buy a brand new pair of Dickies.
And then
I would buy a pair of Dickies double knee.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I would cut them right at the knee. Like so the so I was like buying more to
more
waste.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, this is just like a good line. It's a good length.
Sure.
With the double knee.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why don't you just buy shorts? And I'm like, no.
No,
these look cooler.
They do. They look much cooler.
So that's my journey with
Dickies. Have good frays at the bottom when you cut.
They do. They do. Especially if you get the heavier Dickie rather than like the lighter Dickie.
Yeah, because they made like this is nothing to do with television. this is pants talk now.
Yeah.
But they used to make like they made these like skinny Dickies that I would buy, but they were not Dickies material.
Right.
There was like chino material.
Yeah,
that's basically. What I have a pair of those. I got it at Urban Outfitters, and it's like it's really low rise. It's hella low rise.
Do they have the weird cell phone pocket on the side?
Right. Yeah.
Oh god, I fucking hated that.
No, no.
It had a little Dickies tag on the cell phone pocket to be like, this is where the cell phone pocket was. Yeah. I was like, I'm pulling this tag off immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like made for like Nokia era cell phones.
Yeah. They're like, it's like. Weird like construction foreman that want to like look fashionable.
Yeah,
you can pop your BlackBerry in there.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Yeah, it's a very specific man. Is like the guy who like needs a tough work pant, but also is like they gotta be slim. I gotta look cool while I wear them.
Yeah,
while I wear this hard hat.
Yeah. Oh man, we should become hard hat guys. Guys that just wear hard hats.
Not a bad look.
I mean, scaffolding is all around us.
That's true.
And life is hard.
Life is hard. Get a hat that's hard.
Get a hard hat. That's it. We're selling hard hats now.
Life
is hard. Make sure your hat is too.
Yeah.
We got it.
God, that was a straight out. That sounded like it was straight out of Don Draper's mouth.
Hey, thank you so much.
Life is hard. That's my Don Draper impression.
That's good.
Life is hard.
Okay, but now it sounds like you're cheating on your wife more.
Life is hard.
That's it.
We got it.
That was one of those shows that I watched for this, and I watched like two or three more episodes, and I was like, I feel like I get this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like
no,
I get
do.
The whole thing already.
That's
I don't need to watch anymore.
Pretty much it.
I did go through a really big Mad Men phase, which lasted about 7 years, where I would just watch it over and over again.
I did that too, actually.
But was it like the phase where it was like you guys were buying suits?
No.
Oh,
I just like
I stay buying suits.
Oh man.
I have
man.
A ton.
My man be buying suits every day. I have one suit and it does not fit anymore. I've had it for so long.
Damn, I have a suit jacket and I'm always tempted to like break it out, but I never do.
Oh yeah, I exclusively wear this suit to weddings and funerals. Like that's it. I'm not like a casual suit wearer. I mean, I don't go to anything that I would ever, like, if I showed up at like a comedy show in a suit, people would be like, what's going on here?
What if you wore the hard hat and suit jacket?
Oh, then you would look like you're like coming to check out a building that's being built for you. That's what it really looks like.
You're like a hastily dressed stripper.
Yeah. You're like, is this what women like? And I have like a gun and like a police badge on my, like, this is nothing.
You're a businessman moonlighting as a stripper.
Who's also a cop.
Who's also a fucking, into, what is that? What was that thing earlier where we shit on people?
Oh, financial
domination.
Financial
domination. There it is. Bringing it around.
Fox's Sunday lineup, financial domination. And animation, financial
it's domination. There it is.
So it's just a hentai?
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to talk about this week. Hentai.
Yeah. Me and Brian chose to make Mike watch a 30-minute tentacle porn.
That's honestly almost what Jeremy Hammond made me watch. And then we lost the episode, and he made me watch something different.
Dragon Ball Z.
So we watched Dragon Ball Z. We watched Dragon Ball.
Oh, right.
Not Dragon Ball
Z. I keep forgetting
Z.
They're different.
But the one we watched, I watched a different one called Food Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost, well, you know, producer Leif lost the episode. I didn't lose anything. No, lost, actually. Not lost wink. Because there have been a few that have been lost wink.
Ooh.
Those people will never listen, so it doesn't matter. But it was really lost. It was like his computer fucked up, like right as we finished recording. So it didn't even save. It actually saved only Leif's vocal track. So it was just like a guy every once in a while being like,
and like, said
almost nothing. Wait, please, please release that. That would be so funny.
Officially,
I'm sure it's
as an episode, you gotta release that.
But it was basically like it was an anime that he made me watch that was like. It was like people would eat food and then have orgasms. Ugh. Like, that's what it was.
Hell yeah.
There was a full naked people in it. It was unbelievable.
But it was animated.
But it was animated.
Okay. Ugh,
God, Jeremy.
Yeah. I think he made me watch it because it was like, he was like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Where did you download it or like, how did you watch
it? Oh, God. I had to sign up for, I signed up for a 14-day free trial of the app Crunchyroll, which is an anime streaming app.
Oh, my God.
And we recorded it on a Sunday. So then I kept trying to cancel it and it wouldn't cancel because it was Sunday. So I had to wait till like the next day.
They wouldn't let you cancel it? Because
it was, I guess, because they were like, no one's there to do, to authorize the cancellation.
Okay. Well, you know, hentai people are, you know, they're real God fearing people.
They are. Mm-hmm. They love the Lord. They believe in a day of rest. Yeah. So they can go home and jack off to their cartoon girlfriends and boyfriends.
Right.
Sorry, we're not, you know. Listen, people these days, they always want to get on your case when you only talk about anime girlfriends.
Yeah,
not boyfriends.
Where's the anime dog friends?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. My
Let's
man.
Get into it.
My man over here.
He
knows what I'm talking about. Cool. But we should talk about the television show that you guys had me watch.
Third Rock from the Sun.
It is Third Rock from the Sun.
Not to be confused with Third Rock. Or 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30 Rock from the Sun.
Now that's a show.
I gotta go.
Everyone on 30, it's just everyone on 30 Rock is an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they kind of seem like anyway.
I can't believe that had never been done.
30 Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
That's out there somewhere.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. Tight.
Perfect. I'll be Tracy Morgan.
Cool.
I'll wear blackface. I love it.
I mean, I volunteer.
Great. I'll
I
do it right now. I'm actually already. I just like pull out a bunch of makeup, start putting it on. I'm like, already putting on. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be Tracy Morgan, I guess. I'm like guess. Already in full black. Well, this is actually pretty convenient for me. just the guy. Pardon me. The guy who just does like casual blackface. He's like, I'm just going to the store. I thought it'd be fun to pretend to be a black guy.
God.
I just, you know, I ran out of flour. I need to get some milk and some Cheetos.
Just to see what would happen.
Just full blackface. Like hands, the whole thing.
The whole nine.
I think it would be great. Third Rock from the Sun is basically a TV show about blackface.
Yeah, it's human face.
It's human face.
Yeah.
True. Oh, yeah. I never thought of it.
So it's basically a whole family. Well, they're not even a family. They're just four aliens.
They're coworkers.
They're coworkers who... are sent to Earth, and they barely tell you why they're sent there.
Right, they're on like a mission
to collect information.
Yeah,
about humans.
Right,
in Indiana? Was it Indiana?
Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of Ohio-based 1990s sitcoms.
Yeah.
Is that where
Ohio
else?
Was popping?
Is that and the Drew Carey Show?
Oh right, Ohio.
Yeah, Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland does rock.
If you will.
Oh.
It was a ska intro. but okay, so the aliens are come down into a world that is entirely only populated with surf music.
Yeah.
That's what this episode is. Right. The intro song, all the weird interstitials.
Yeah.
It's always like, this was one of the most crazily edited television shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's sort of like surfy, rockabilly.
Yeah.
Which I think kind of makes sense for that time period, because I feel like, you know, like Stray Cats.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's very Cherry Poppin' Daddies them.
Yeah, surf culture was huge at that.
Well, that was like,
culture, swing culture.
Yeah, all of that.
Americana.
Yeah, it was like a weird kind of like... Everyone was doing weird nods back to the 50s. They're like, it wasn't good then.
No, right. Those bowling shirts, man.
Yeah. Oh, God. Bowling shirts. Did I have I feel like I probably had a bowling shirt.
I think I had
a Vans brand bowling shirt.
Oh, did it have the name tag or did it just say Vans?
I think it just said it. Like, it like said it small somewhere.
Right.
I think it had that weird logo that's like a
little
It's a skateboard, but it looks like a fish.
But it's not. But they have another one. They have a different logo that's like almost like a weird circle. It's like a weird circle with like a point in it at some point. And that's like a, like, you're like, oh, these are like the Vans that suck. These are Vans that are lame and don't fit well.
Right.
Like, and it's
right.
like the logo for that. I got, I, there was a Vans outlet store on Long Island and I would go there, for like back to school shopping.
Hell yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Get those double padded dickies.
Yeah. I'd get my double padded dickies. I'd get my like really puffy Vans.
Yeah. Triple padded tongues.
Yeah. Oh, the fucking widest tongues.
Oh boy. Good tongues.
Yeah. But Third Rock from the Sun was just like, it was like the weirdest. They were just basically like, we're here and we're aliens. Like there was no, it was a weird thing where there was no real setup, but it was definitely like, this is the start of this universe.
Right.
Like, we didn't get, like, it wasn't one of those things where you just get, like, dropped into a place that already exists.
Right.
You're like, these people are here for the, well, these aliens are here for the first time, and we're all going to figure it out together.
Yeah.
But it was, it felt less like a sitcom and more like a vehicle for a bunch of gags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how
it felt.
Yeah, gags and one-liners.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought it was funny. I liked it.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like, I was like, oh, this is, I don't get how this existed.
Yeah,
for
a long
first,
time, too.
Yeah.
That first intro of, like, them in the car and them looking at the apartment or whatever was, like, it made no sense. And then at the end where they're at the party, I'm like, oh, this is, like, this is what it's all about. This is why I'm here, baby.
Yeah, interacting with people.
With humans. I think it was weird. There were a couple of problematic lines.
No.
But for the most part, I think it holds up.
I'm trying to think.
Except for the "she was asking for it" line.
Oh my god! From Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's a horned-up little 13-year-old boy,
super horny.
Basically, he's a grown adult alien, but is going through puberty as a human.
As a human.
Like they're given these human bodies, but then they also are like given human like attributes. Where it's like he's going through puberty. John Lithgow's character is like developing a crush on Jane Curtin,
right? Yeah,
and it's all very. They're just like, you have to figure this out yourself. We haven't even figured it out. We wrote the script,
right?
Honestly, I wanted more of that squinty guy. What
French Stewart?
Oh, French Stewart, Harry.
Yeah, I feel like the only one who didn't have a career afterwards was the one woman whose name I don't even know.
Right? Yeah, I looked her up recently too because. Yeah, I can't remember what her name is.
That has happened to me so many times where I'm just like, oh, you're still like a moron. Where it's like, I know the, it's like four, it's like three men and a woman are in something. And I definitely know the three guys.
Yes, yeah, I know. Oh, I
and
know.
This one woman, I'm just like, well, that's the woman.
Yeah.
She was in this movie that came out at the same time called War of the Roses. And at the end of the movie, there's just a 15-minute fight scene of her fighting with her husband in the movie. And them just like throwing plates at each other like frisbees.
Oh, tight. Do they crash or do they like?
Yeah, they crash against the wall.
Yeah.
And I watched it as a kid and I was like, this is very entertaining, but why are they doing this? I didn't understand why they were throwing plates at each other.
Yeah.
Because they were angry.
I imagine.
Okay, her name is Kristen Johnston.
Kristen Johnston.
She, let's see.
And in relation to Kristen Stewart?
I don't think so. I think they just have the same first name.
Mm. Kristen Bell?
Again, I don't think so. Oh my god, she was Wilma in the Flintstones Rock Vegas.
Oh, that sounds about right.
And she was also in a sitcom called The X's, which I did not know existed. She's also 7 feet tall.
What?
No.
6 feet tall. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh wait, she was
like
in
7 feet.
She was also She was in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Oh, that's right.
She was Ivana Humpalot. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, that's right, dude. I forgot about that.
Oh, she was also in the movie Music and Lyrics.
Great.
Which is the Hugh
she
Grant.
She was the lyrics.
Drew Barry. She was the lyrics.
She was the lyrics.
And let's see. I'm trying to think if she's been in. I feel bad that I don't know who this woman is.
What's her name again?
Kristen Johnston.
Yeah, with a name like that, I mean,
she was nominated for a bunch of awards from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Emmy, a couple of Emmys. Oh, she won?
I'm not surprised by that. I think she does a great job.
I think the thing is that I thought this show would be like, Because I remember I would, like, I remember it existing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe watching shows in syndication, but never, ever being like, oh, yeah, I love this show. I just remember it existing. And then watching it now, I'm like, oh, this show's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It was, it wasn't like, you know, it's, I feel like it's definitely a relic of the time period it was in.
For sure.
Where it was like, it's one of the most 90s things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visually
yeah.
speaking,
yeah.
for sure. The haircuts are insane.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's hair is out of control.
Yeah.
It's like a crazy outgrown bowl cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I would say that.
It's the 90s haircut.
Yeah. It's like a middle part weird thing.
Yeah.
There's no other time period or television show where French Stewart could have ever existed.
No, absolutely
like,
not.
Yeah, French Stewart is the most 90s person
yeah.
that has ever lived.
Absolutely.
If someone's like, explain the 90s, you just show them French Stewart.
They're yeah. like, oh, I get
And they're
it.
Like, yeah. oh, yeah, there right. it is.
And also Wayne Knight, the guy who plays Newman on...
From Seinfeld.
From Seinfeld is on it eventually, too.
Is he?
He dates Sally. He dates Kristen Johnston.
Oh, I think I remember
that. He plays a cop. He's just like a really sweet dude.
He's always just playing a civil servant.
Yeah.
He's always a mailman.
That's not good at his job.
Yeah. He's a bumbling mailman. He's a bumbling cop. Or you can watch him in Space Jam and he's a bumbling assistant to Michael Jordan.
Right. Yeah.
A bumbling dinosaur conspirator.
He gets eaten, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the bathroom.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he gets like a poison shot at his face, right?
Oh wait, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he does by that thing.
By that like weird like lizard. A dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. Like the dinosaur with the big gills.
Yeah. A bird. Yeah.
The thing that looks like the Jesus lizard.
Yes.
Jesus lizard chain?
Or the Jesus and lizard chain.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Hey, that was very good. Yeah. That's
producer Steve
rest.
Albini, I think you produced a couple of Jesus and Lizard Chain albums.
Lizard Junior? Fuck. I wanted to just
Boo!
Thin Lizard.
Oh, that's good. God damn it, Brian.
You had too many lizard band puns. I feel like you wrote this before you got here.
Wait, let me go back to my notes.
Let me look at the rest of my in the phone.
You just have pages of lizard yeah. band puns. Wait, so did anyone watch this when this was like airing?
I definitely didn't watch. It was not like sit down appointment television for
right,
me.
Right.
But I feel like I watched it in reruns.
Yeah.
Probably while it was on.
Yeah.
But I don't have any memory of the show.
I do. Like my parents watched this, and like I feel like I remember watching like towards the end of the series. I feel like remember watching them as they were coming out, and
okay.
then definitely watching them in syndication.
Yeah.
So like. Watching this, I think this is probably like the third or fourth time I've seen the pilot, but like definitely watching it more critically this time.
Yeah. There is a scene where John Lithgow fully puts his face into his secretary's
yeah.
lower back
oh,
or
right.
ass.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To
yeah.
so just like get a whiff. And it's like, baby, honey,
whoa.
I get it. We all want to take a whiff, but there's lines.
Yeah. I feel like if we were to continue watching, there would be a lot of motorboating.
Oh, man.
Like,
maybe.
This feels like a lot. Like, this feels like a very motorboat, you know, centric show.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I feel like eventually there has to be a scene. Because in the, where they grab the, what's her name? The character's name? The one woman.
Sally.
Well, they all just like grab her boobs or something. They tried to get her to jump up and down.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
And,
right.
Like, shake her boobs at them.
There was
the
a quote
episode.
Where like they're like they're all going around and they like saying something and she's like I'm the only woman and they're like yeah because you lost.
yeah.
I was like oh shit.
I mean that's just poignant social commentary really.
Yeah.
I actually didn't think
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, women
as...
are losers. Quote it.
I didn't think of that as like. I mean, it was shocking, but I sort of felt like that was, you know, maybe the writers sneaking in some...
a little bit, yeah.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah,
to be like,
know,
yeah, in this society, women get the short end of the stick.
That's what I was thinking, but I don't know if that is how it was intended.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think if I have anything else good. Oh, yeah, I literally have that written down. I just wrote down, French Stewart is an alien.
Yeah.
There's just like the whole... basically every joke on the episode is basically just being like, oh, it's like, can I, like, it'll be a joke like, can I take your coat? And then he'd be like, but I want to keep my pants on.
Yeah.
like everyone doesn't really understand what's happening. I feel like it
I
was,
love that, though.
It was funny. I feel, motherfucker. Producer Leif just drew a little middle finger on a fucking, apparently he's over there not producing or listening to anything and just really getting his drawing skills up to fuck with me. I
I derailed this.
No, I'm just, I didn't mean for it to be that mean.
No, I went, it's hilarious.
But I feel like maybe like making them actual aliens and be like, isn't it funny how these people don't understand Earth? It's like the equivalent of like 15 years prior just being like, isn't it crazy how this guy is from Eastern Europe somewhere?
Yeah,
he doesn't know how Americans work.
Right.
Y'all ever notice how humans be this sitcom?
Yeah. Humans be like, and then you just...
It's definitely like the socially... I guess it's like the most socially responsible way of making fun of people who don't understand American culture.
Yeah. Because you're like, they're not from Earth.
Right.
Instead of just being like,
you're not being racist. You're just they don't get it.
Yeah. Because it was like, there was like Mork and Mindy.
Right.
And then this. But I'm trying to think, what was that one? Perfect Strangers was like that. Was that Tom Hanks? And it was like an Eastern European guy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, isn't this wild how he is Eastern European, and it's like, this is basically that, but they're just like,
or like Andy Kaufman on Taxi.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just like, yeah, I guess it's funny that they're from a different country.
Right, yeah.
And then
Alf on Alf.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but that's
man.
Like more home observations. Like, unless he's inside the living room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like how in Alf, it's like, he just doesn't know you're not supposed to eat the cat.
Right.
That's the only thing I know about Alf.
Yeah, me too.
Is that he just tries to eat a cat.
My favorite Third Rock from the Sun moment did not come from the pilot. It comes from somewhere else. I think maybe in the first season.
Yeah.
Where Sally comes up to the attic apartment where they all live and has a pizza with her. And then she puts it down. Instead of putting it horizontally, she puts it vertically and then opens it up and the pizza just falls out.
Well, that's a pretty funny bit.
And then she goes, ah, they screwed it up again. Which I think is so funny.
That's a fun bit because they just don't understand.
I don't get it.
So wait, Brian, have you watched a bunch of these, or was this your first viewing also?
I would tune in and out as it was on the air.
Okay.
Mostly for French Stewart, just because I was obsessed, and I guess I kind of still am obsessed with him.
Your little French head.
As a person, I'm just like, I want to figure you out.
Yeah, you're like, how do you...
exist.
Yeah, how do you exist?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to look... I'm sorry to keep looking at...
But Sam and
Wikipedia.
I are like hella obsessed with aliens, and this show...
Yeah.
Makes them out to be dumb as hell.
Yeah, it really does.
if they like need to really like get in the down and dirty of
I guess I didn't explain that enough up top, where it's like, you guys have a podcast about aliens.
Yeah.
Ufology. So it makes sense that you guys picked this show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, hey, yeah, how do you think this fares on the like in the world of not supernatural, I guess like alien based television shows?
Oh, in terms of comedy, I think it's great.
In terms of comedy, it's probably one of the top five.
Sure.
Yeah, where it's like, what is... how much alien-based comedy is there?
Yeah, Mork and Mindy and this.
Mork and Mindy, Alf, and then there's a lot of movies.
Yeah,
movies. Yeah.
Paul, was it Paul?
Blart?
Paul, yeah.
No, Paul was, his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Simon
and then,
Pegg.
Like, Mars Attacks.
Oh, Mars Attacks.
Sure.
Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah.
But are those aliens? Those would be like big bugs. But they're in space.
But they're in space. Yeah. They're in space.
But they're people. You know, it's a whole thing.
Let's not get too nitpicky with it. If they're in space, they're aliens. I'm calling it right here.
That's just true. I guess French Stewart is on television right now, and we just are not talking about
on
it.
On what show?
The USA Network?
He's on the TV show Mom on CBS. The Anna Faris joint.
Oh.
It's Anna Faris and Allison Janney as mother and daughter, and French Stewart is just in there somehow.
On Wikipedia, does it say the Anna Faris joint?
It doesn't. No, I...
You added that in there?
I did. Oh, okay. Also, French Stewart's name is weirder than you actually think it is. His real name is Milton French Stewart. It's like he has a hyphenated last name.
That's so funny. So he just goes by his last name?
He just goes by his two last names.
That is amazing. French Stewart.
Milton French Stewart.
French Rose.
Milton French Stewart.
French Abruzzi.
That's me. I'm Milton French Abruzzi.
Mine makes sense, actually.
French Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes too much sense.
Yeah. It's a little fucked up, actually. Yeah. I think you're going to have to fuck off, dude.
I think it's the first time you said fuck off on the podcast today.
I know. I haven't said it in a while.
Which is pretty crazy. I listened to the episode with just you two, and fuck off was every other word.
Yeah. Listen, I've been trying to be nicer to my guests since the last episode.
The last lost episode.
The last lost episode. No.
Last week.
Oh, wink, wink.
Wink.
I can't wait for this one to get lost, wink.
Has anyone done Lost?
Yes, I did do Lost with Kyle Ayers.
Oh.
Great show.
Yeah, it was a fun one. I mean, I'm never going to watch that television show ever again, but it was great. He had a lot of opinions on it, and I like that. I like when people really have an opinion on a show. I'm like, you fucking guy. No.
Well, my opinion is solid show.
Yeah, my opinion was the show was fine.
Jokes. There are a lot of jokes.
Yeah, it was. I bet it's really fun. I bet it was really fun to write for that show.
For sure.
Because it was just really. Yeah. You was just like, it felt like very like 80s slapstick comedy almost. So they're like, all right, the aliens eventually have to get to a party at the dean's house.
Sure. Yeah. I feel like that's it.
And then the rest of it is just like pitching. Like dumb jokes that you can do.
Exactly. Yeah. Fish out of water jokes.
Yeah.
Misunderstandings.
So many misunderstandings.
Yeah. Like there was a whole bit about how like John Lithgow took the Jane Curtin's thesis out of her desk.
Yeah.
And she's just been like, but it was in my desk. He's like, I know. And she's like, and the desk was locked. He's like, yeah, it was very hard to get in there. And he's just like, doesn't know that it's not right to unlock someone's desk. But it's like, that's just a very funny joke.
It's pretty funny. Like the things that that the aliens do understand and the things that they don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, they have some knowledge of, like, human decorum, I guess, but then they just don't on everything else. So it's kind of an interesting choice by the writers to, like, oh, they understand this, but they definitely don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if this show were made today, I think the aliens would be the super smart ones, and then the, like, humans would be made out to be, like, the bumbling idiots.
For sure. Yeah, I think so.
I think aliens are woke as hell.
They gotta be.
I don't think so, man. I think
they're also in blackface.
I think aliens like to do blackface a lot. I think
greenface.
Me and aliens have a lot in common. We both just love blackface. What if you're the guy that is like? I feel like that's just like the one guy that's like Billy Crystal, who's just like, no, it's okay to do blackface. I'm doing Sammy Davis Jr., so that's fine.
Sammy Davis Jr. was Jewish, so it makes sense that I, Billy Crystal, can do this.
Can do blackface of a Jewish man.
Who converted later in life.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't, but I'm gonna convert to Judaism just so I can't marry people. they're like, no, I can have a Jewish wedding. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. That's my thing.
Either we step on the glass or we don't.
Okay? Yeah. Listen, I'm going to – either way, marriage or not – I'm going to break something glass today. That's my stance.
I'd rather do it in a holy ceremony than just in my boxers.
Than just hit a TV with a bat, which is one of my favorite pastimes.
Well, that's the Jewish divorce ceremony.
You take the TV out and you both hit it with a bat?
Yeah.
No, the Jewish divorce ceremony is having to go and find the glass from the cup you broke, and you have to put you have to put it back together and make the make the cup again.
By the end of it, you've fell in love again.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Yeah. It's one of those weird Jew tricks. No, but it's like a weird like. It's like a lesson.
Where
you're like, well, you know, you guys have to work together. And you noticed it's not so bad working together. Maybe you guys can rekindle the romance. And you're like, no, we want to get divorced.
Yeah, until Arya's like, Miriam, God damn it. If you don't find that little fucking piece, I'm going to grind the rest of these little pieces into my goddamn
house. Oh, God.
So what I'm saying is, well, I think we can all agree, Jewish people. Bad.
Bad. Yeah, absolutely.
Very bad.
Probably also aliens.
Speaking of glass, have you ever seen glass made, Mike? I ask because I have not.
You haven't ever seen it be made?
No.
Like blown glass?
No. Just regular glass.
I've seen blown glass get made.
Really?
Yeah. I went on the world's most boring vacation once. Mm. I went to... it was my 20th birthday.
Mm.
And my girlfriend at the time, we were living in Albany, New York. And
lovely place.
A lovely place. piece of shit town. I mean, it's fine. It's not that fine, but whatever. It's there. I did live there for 4 years. It exists.
I love it.
It definitely exists. Mm-hmm. But I was in like my peak at this point, around my 20th birthday. I was at my peak of like kind of being addicted to gambling, which is yeah. So for my 20th birthday, my girlfriend got us both Amtrak tickets to beautiful Niagara Falls, Canada.
Nice. Hell yeah.
On the Canada side.
Nice.
Because there you can gamble at 18 or 19.
Mm. Nice.
So we went and stayed in a hotel and just, I almost immediately lost most of my money.
What was your game of choice?
Then I kind of did whatever. I really like roulette. Mm. That's my game. I like roulette a lot.
You put it all in blackface?
I put it all in blackface. That's very good. But I like to play roulette. The last time I played roulette, I did win a good amount, so that was all right.
Feel that rush again?
I felt that rush, but this was like this was like years ago. But I'm like really, I'm like itching to go back to a. I guess it wasn't that long ago.
I love the sound that the roulette ball makes as it like hits the yeah. wood. Yeah, that's
it's
like
great.
A really good sound.
Yeah,
makes me pretty horny.
Right, it was very horny at the
Gives
casino.
You wood.
Yeah, yeah. But I do want to go. But oh, so we'd go to Niagara Falls, and then I lost a bunch of my money immediately. So I was like, well, I can't gamble anymore. So then we just had like two more days in Niagara Falls, and we ended up going to two wax museums in one day. And then there was just a guy who was blowing glass.
Oh, shit.
And I just watched him blow glass for a little while.
See, I can kind of get the science behind blown glass, but I can't get the science.
This little pig boy's got to go.
Wow.
I also like how you whispered that into the mic. Did I even know it was supposed to just be to me?
This little piss pig has to go take a piss. I have to go to the bathroom.
I don't understand how thick glass gets made. That's where I'm lost on the whole part. What I'm trying to say is I think glass is a...
You think glass is a hoax?
Yeah.
Or do you think glass was given to us by aliens?
I think glass was given to us by aliens.
Okay. Glass.
Wrong segment, wrong podcast.
Is glass alien technology?
Yeah,
that's
what
the thing.
That's what I'm getting at.
I mean, iPhones have glass.
True.
And iPhones are obviously alien technology.
Thank
we
you.
We all know that.
Thank you.
I do. This is a weird thing. Now I'm just like, now I'm just back. I'm like, do aliens exist? On my television.
Well, we have two stories and a clip for you.
Oh, we're back here on Ufology. I'm your new host, Micah Brucey, and I do not.
I got something to play.
Do you have your Ufology drops to play?
Yeah.
Producer Leif?
I'm stealing Sam's mic until he comes back.
How does it feel to be back out here on Ufology, the podcast that I also host?
I mean, I'm excited to be on Ufology. That's for sure.
Oh, because you're not excited to be on TV Casualty.
So excited.
I
You were nothing but very nice to me.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I do...
All the time.
Let's see. I do have this to tell you, though. I am going to start hosting every podcast on the network.
Nice.
This is it. We can just talk over this.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm gonna host every podcast on the network now. Like, the other hosts
That's
will
great.
Stay on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'll come on and kind of, like, lead them.
Yeah.
Which I think would be fun.
Okay. I'm down with that.
We're on Ufology now. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We transitioned
So we
over.
Have some headlines for you. Yeah.
We just Brian just admitted that he thinks glass is alien technology.
Really thick glass.
Really thick glass. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He thinks it's alien technology, and I just feel like I don't know enough how glass is made, but I feel like it's not.
No.
It's just really hot sand.
Yeah,
I mean,
how
it
does
is.
It get from sand to what it is, which is basically an element.
I think you guys have gone too far down the
I think,
alien
I think,
conspiracy.
I think you're wrong. Elements are just fire, wood, water, and
glass.
Earth. I'm thinking of the whatever is on the bottom of a element skate deck from the early 2000s.
I'm thinking of the symbols that are on the packaging for Elements brand rolling papers, which I had to package and ship out at my old job.
It's great. It's a great job.
Is this a techno remix?
Yeah. Have you not heard the drop?
I have not heard the drop.
Just wait for the drop, baby.
Well, it's coming. This one goes out to... What's that dude's name again?
French Stewart.
Yeah, French Stewart.
Milton French Stewart.
Milton French Stewart.
Yeah. French Stewart. This is for you, baby.
French Stewart.
Oh my god. Is this like the actual song, or is this like a techno remix that was made?
What I think it was is that it was like someone's like, I need to make something that people recognize to get them on board, and then just drop my house music in halfway through.
I honestly am like I understand that there's music in the world that I don't like, but I do not understand. I literally cannot understand how house music is written or like made.
Oh,
like it, like electronic music, like making it.
Yeah.
If it's not like a rap beat,
yeah,
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like... It's...
I wonder if they do it live. I wonder if they just fuck around at live and then whatever works, they're like, let's do that.
I don't know.
I think it depends on what kind of electronic music you're talking about. There's also a variety of different ways.
Yeah.
Depends on the DAW you're using and all the, you know...
Did you have a electronic music phase?
Fuck yeah, dude. I made Chillwave, dude.
Oh my god.
In college.
I mean, I'm just glad I never...
Shout out to Slowflake.
Do not. Take that shout out back.
That I will edit.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Jeremy Hammond, friend of the show, told me it was, quote, actually pretty good, so...
He's. Can we delete Jeremy's episode also from the... Thank you so much.
I lost it.
Thank you. Well, the second, the other... You lost the re-record.
Yep. Mm.
Perfect. But yeah, there's like, I'm just glad I didn't become the person who it was like in hardcore bands and then now just makes like harsh noise music.
Yeah, right.
Like that thing where I'm just like, what kind of music do you make? Well, it kind of just sounds like metal hitting each other. Yeah.
A sack of nails?
It's
of nails.
You ever drop a piece of sheet metal down some steps? That's my music now.
Yeah, or you could have gone like the screamo turned dubstep guy.
Oh god, thank god I didn't have any of those things. Yeah. I didn't hit any element there.
Skrillex?
Yeah, Skrillex. Yeah. From First to Last to Skrillex.
Yes.
But I think there are others that have followed in his footsteps as well.
Oh, I'm sure. They're like, well, we can do that, and it's like, well, no one really wanted him to do it. Yeah. He just did it, and happened to be all right.
Like that dude from Sleigh Bells. I feel like might have gone that direction too.
Oh yeah, really?
Wasn't he in like Poison the Well?
He was,
and then
he was in Poison the Well, and then he was in Sleigh Bells.
Yeah, and I feel like now he's probably doing some EDM shit.
Oh, maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's David Guetta.
Is
that's David Guetta?
He's Deadmau5.
He's Deadmau5. Yeah.
He's Marshmello.
Oh, that's the worst one, I think.
That's like the only reference
I've never heard
I know.
Of that.
Oh, it's like a dude who wears like a fucking felt marshmallow over his head.
Oh,
like how Deadmau5 wears a mouse head, which is already like bad enough.
Which is already just like jacking Daft Punk style.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish all these people would just wear a ski mask. That'd be more fun.
Would you wear a ski mask in real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. I already own one. There's no way I don't own a ski mask.
You wouldn't just like walk into a store with it?
Maybe. I mean, I have this thing now with not a ski mask, but it's like, it's basically, I wear like a black hat, and then I have this thing that it's...
Okay.
It's like a dickie, I guess. It's
sure.
like a big, fleece circle that I put over, and
a
it like goes
net, yeah.
up. Yeah, but it's like not, it's just the
right.
neck.
It's just
the neck
of
part
of
a turtle.
Yeah.
And I just like put it up over my face, and then I'm like walking into, like I walked into a store, I walked into a Modell's a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, that's why the security guard's looking at me. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to rob them.
It's like reverse, ninja thing.
Yeah.
It's like every part of your, by your eyes are covered.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like blackface. I put it over my face. Just okay, because everyone, I have to say this every episode, but we are the number one alt-right
right.
men's rights activist Christian podcast.
Yeah,
hell yeah!
And now it is the number one.
Yeah, welcome to Kekistan, you cucks.
Yeah, now it's the number one Christian alt-right men's rights activist pro blackface podcast.
As if you had to say that.
Yeah. I just want everyone to know that I am very. As a podcast, so Leif and I together,
I mean,
are both very pro blackface.
No.
Brain Machine Network as a whole is very is pro blackface. It's weird because he doesn't have a microphone this week, so it's like he can't refute that.
Long time listener, first time guest, on to be honest. I'm this pro blackfaced.
Yeah.
Long time fan.
Yeah, I'm really glad this is the episode we are on.
Yeah.
Like, that we were here for this historic event when it was when and, it was codified.
And historic moment.
Yeah.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah.
I think.
Or the end of the end.
I think it's the beginning of our ascension
to heaven.
To heaven.
Because we're Christian.
Yeah. God, yeah. We're Christian, men's rights activist.
Mm hmm.
Pro blackface.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who's not going to replace me?
Who?
Jews.
No.
See, you said it too quietly for people to think it was a joke. You just said it in a quiet enough where people are like, oh, I think this guy's serious.
It should be noted that Sam is Jewish.
Yeah,
listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would just like to note that I would never book someone who was openly Jewish. This has gone off the rails so quickly.
Very fun, very fun.
This is great. All right, do you guys have anything else you want to say about Third Rock from the Sun before we wrap this up?
proud to have gotten in on that Joseph Gordon-Levitt tip while he was
horny teen. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a good look on him.
Do you think he was okay? Because I feel like sometimes. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is certified lame.
Like real life?
In real life?
He's very corny.
He's definitely corny.
He definitely is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think he was that lame then, or do you think he was like a fine kid and just became like a corny adult?
I think it's that.
He's like a fine child who
probably.
Was like, he's like a fine-ass child. He's like a fine-ass,
men's rights.
Sexy little kid.
Alt-right.
Yeah.
Pedophile.
Yeah, well, we're pro-NAMBLA here. Yeah. The North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Which is a real thing.
Which is a real thing that my dad would joke about often. I don't know why. He would just like bring it. So I've known it existed for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Long before Arrested Development, you were
long before Arrested Development. Like when I was very
it was on South Park.
Yeah, when I was young, like young enough to have been a victim of these people. But so you think he was like a regular like child actor,
yeah.
And you're just like, oh yeah, you just like became rich, and then so now you're just like corny.
I bet he was pretty corny to begin with.
You think?
Whether yeah,
it's, like, weird
I think so.
Butt, middle part haircut. I don't know. Yeah, I just think like everything about him is just like. Like every, his whole essence now is just a guy where I'd be like, you got it. I was at, yeah, like I was just at a, I was recently, I know I just tried to wrap this up, so I will tell another long story, which is as I do. But I was just at a party with like a bunch of actors.
Ooh.
And it was like, it was brutal. Like I think they were like, some of them were like theater actors and stuff. And it was just like, if you guys think being around a bunch of comedians is hard, like, these people are like on and cranked up.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah.
Like a dude, I have this like, I got this new tote bag. I don't like to brag on this podcast, but I did buy a new tote bag.
Actors are the worst. Let me tell you about my tote bag.
But no, I just have this like, I got this like old WWF like wrestling tote bag.
Oh, okay. It's a really good tote bag. I'm looking
cool.
at it right
yeah.
now, listeners, and it's fucking gorgeous.
It's,
oh,
like,
it's this one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's this one. So it's, you know, I've had it for a couple weeks. But this dude, I just put it down. It was like, the party was in one of those, you guys ever go into like a really nice apartment building that has like a weird activity room in it?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's like a, you know, it's a room that just has like a bunch of books
sure.
and
yeah.
a pool table
yeah,
and
right.
like one TV in it. So it was in one of those. My friends live in like a really nice apartment. And I do not have any money. But they had one of these rooms, and we had like a, it was like a going away party for people that we, a mutual friends of ours. And our friend's girlfriend is like an actress. So like all of our actor friends were there, and this dude just like, my bag was just like sitting in this room, and he just grabs it, and I didn't even see it, and he goes, whose bag is this?
Oh.
And I was just like, I'm gonna fucking murder myself, I think.
Oh.
And I was just like, mine, please stop touching it. That's where all my items are. I just, you know, that's where I keep my items.
I love actors. I'm just kidding.
Brian Bahi is wildly pro actor.
Pretty nooch.
You're pretty neutral.
You're
nooch?
Pretty neutral on actors. Some I love, some I cannot stand.
Yeah.
What if I told you that actors sometimes don't eat meat?
Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
that would sway you.
That's the way I was, one way or the other. Yeah. Nah, I got nothing.
I mean, I'm the only, I mean, I have been a pescatarian for the past couple months. Thank you.
That's great.
Coward. You're on the fence.
You're a cowardly vegetarian.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's weird being on a podcast with two vegans.
Yeah.
That's a little, I mean.
Sorry. And I have a knife. There it is. I almost cut myself.
Ooh.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. It's super weird being, you know how we pushed our veganism on this podcast the whole time? What a bunch of assholes we are.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a plate of tofu in front of us. That,
yeah.
Yeah. That we were like foie gras-ing you the tofu. So.
I'm like, I just made Brian like keep his hand on it the whole episode. Like press the water out for us.
Yeah, you little pig boy, huh?
Yeah. Hey, little piece of shit. Why don't you press the water out of my tofu? Give me $10,000. I feel like I would be the financial dominatrix who like really lowballs his. I'd be like, I don't know, $50, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking asshole.
Give me your Netflix pass.
Yeah. Give me your HBO Go, you fucking dirt rat. Like, I'm like, I don't know, I'm sorry.
It's like, you really need to get better at this.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. Can you just, I'll pay you next time. I'm sorry.
I'll take classes.
Yeah, I'll pay you $20 to financially dominate you. I'll give you 20 if you give me 100.
Well, the cool thing, UCB now has Financial Domination 101.
It is great. Yeah, I mean, they are, I did read an article today about how they are using their classes to help ad agencies make better ads and have their meetings go quicker. And I'm like, ah, yes. Underground comedy at its best.
Yeah. Are you saying that's a real article?
It's a real article.
That makes sense.
It is brutal.
Yeah. They do that and Financial Domination.
Yeah.
You walk out to a Billy Joel song and then you just say, you're a piece of shit.
Hey, can I get an insult from the crowd? Can I get an insult from the crowd here? And someone's like, bitch. And you're like, I heard bitch.
Shout out to Fuck That Shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're the improv team that always comes out to a Billy Joel song.
Yeah, no, I know. They're legitimately very funny. Yeah. And like, I actually very much like them.
I wish I knew any improv teams. I'm so sorry.
Fuck That Shit is, I watched all of their videos on YouTube and was like, you know what? I'm signing up.
I did stop, though, because on my YouTube homepage, it did just show a bunch of improv, like, suggested videos. And I was like,
same.
I got to stop. Yeah.
I've
like very rarely watched improv. I feel like as soon as it starts, I leave. But I did, before I started doing stand-up, I tried to convince my parents to be like, hey, I didn't go to college. Improv, the classes at the UCB could be my college.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, sure. And I was like, but I want you to pay for it. And they're like, definitely not. No fucking way.
I think I did try to claim an improv class on my taxes one time. And, the person who was helping me with my taxes made me like, he like had me answer a question about like what I want to do with my career. And I had to be like, at the time I couldn't admit that like I wanted to do like comedy stuff. So I was just like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
He was like, if you make and sign a piece of paper that says this is helping your career, I can count it as a tax write off.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I can't do that.
Wow.
So basically, improv comedy has ruined my life in so many different ways.
Got your back.
More ways than one.
Oh, but I do. My friends and I do have a thing where any improv team, any improv scene, if people ask you for a suggestion, you always just yell the word milk. And it's very fun for us. Like, we're just like, isn't this fun, our bit? And then I've ended up having to see a bunch of improv scenes about milk. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. And now I'm just here.
Because your fault.
Me. Yeah, now I'm just here and I've made this bad for everyone. Yeah.
How many? Oh, man.
I've yelled it 20 times.
Do you watch the first scene? Is it always the milking cow?
There's a lot of milking cows. There's a lot of people making cereal. Like a lot of breakfast.
Right, that's going from A to C right there.
Yeah. A lot of like breakfast scenes with a family.
Butter, churning butter.
Yeah, there's people will have milk stores.
Jesus Christ.
I'm surprised no cum.
There's been I haven't seen cum, I don't think.
That's insane. I haven't seen any improv show without cum.
I mean, no, there's definitely been cum, but it was not from the milk.
Right.
The milk suggestion.
That's more of a B3 move.
Yeah. That was like,
I'm sorry.
It's just like
the different levels of like skill in improv is really like it's just like, oh, there is, like, you can get good at this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still don't like it. It's fun to, like, see people like, oh, you have a skill and I don't care for it. You have a skill I don't care for.
It's like, yeah, you're a mime? Cool, good for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm great. I'm glad you're, like, that's how I feel about dancing. Where I'm okay, I think it's much easier for me to see, to tell if someone is bad at dancing than if they are good at dancing.
Yeah, totally.
Where I just feel like, I've never been amazed by dancing, but I'm just like, okay, yeah, you're good. You're not bad at dancing.
Right, totally.
And then that's it. I feel like there's bad and not bad
it's
at dancing.
It's a binary system, right, for sure. Yeah, it's ones and zeros.
Yeah, you're either a female, which is good at dancing, right, or you're a man who's bad at dancing.
Right.
I've definitely seen dancing videos where, like, it starts out really good for, like, 16 seconds, and then it immediately drops off. Like, that's where the person stopped learning the moves.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, man. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, or just like a weird, like, oh, people dancing to this song, and I'll, like, watch it, and I'm like, oh, quickly, you guys are just really doing a lot of, like, rest moves. A lot of just like, okay, well, here we are, and we move our shoulders back and forth, and you're just like, all right, well, that's
popping and locking.
Yeah, and then that's it. But it's not, like, even good popping and locking.
Right.
Popping and locking. If you say it with so much emphasis, it is the worst sounding.
Popping and locking.
Popping and locking.
All right, great. Thank you guys so much for coming on. We're going to end on that. It was beautiful.
Thank you for having us.
You guys want to, you know how the end of a podcast goes. You want to. Before the kissing, do you guys want to plug anything?
The podcast.
Yeah, listen to our podcast, Ufology, on this very network.
Yeah.
Sam and I talk with comedians about UFOs. Micah Brucey was on episode 37, let's say.
Sure, yeah.
Sure. I was definitely on an episode.
Yep. He got in there hot. He got in there early.
I got in there early and hot. I'm young and hot.
It was a real hot episode.
It was a very horny, sexy episode about aliens that you can fuck.
We were all just dripping sweat.
Oh. Okay.
I was dripping cum. Yeah. Out of the tip of my penis. I just need everyone to really... Cool. You guys want to plug your social media bullshit for each other?
Sam Corey Rose. Oh, for Brian underscore Bahi.
Yeah, that'd be fun if you plug his social media.
Brian underscore Bahi on Twitter.
And Instagram.
And Instagram.
At Sam Corey Rose. No E in that Corey. on both Twitter and Instagram.
True that.
Great. And I'm at Micah Brucey on everything. You can send us an email if you want, tvcasualtypod@gmail.com. I just wish one person would send me an email to tell me, just stop. Just stop recording this podcast, and I might listen to you. But yeah, check out brainmachinenetwork.com for all the other podcasts that we are associated with. And that's it. None of the other podcasts like Blackface, though. So it's like, what's the point of listening to them? I really didn't have to add that, but I sure did.
Glad you did.
I'm so glad I did. All right. Thanks so much, Wilt. We'll hear you. We'll hear you next week. All right. So much kissing.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.